This is Tatum Taylor filling in for WRMJ Sports Director Jim Taylor, my dad. Today we are speaking with Mercer County sophomore cross-country runner Cora Whiteneck. What made you decide to participate in cross-country, and why do you enjoy the sport?
Well, when I was doing track in junior high, I was doing long distance, and my track coach told me I was pretty good at it, and he told me I should go out for cross-country. I decided to try it, so I only went to one of the practices, the first one, and we told the coach that I was just going to try it out. And then the coach made me the captain on the first day, so I knew that I couldn't quit after that, so I just stuck with it. And I enjoy the sport because it relaxes me, and you get pretty close to your teammates.
What have you learned about the sport, and what do you think people don't understand about cross-country?
I have learned that it is a mental sport as much as a physical sport. Your body is telling you to stop, but your mind is telling you to keep going, so you have to ignore the physical part and focus on the mental. And I think that people don't understand about cross country is that it is a team sport as much as an individual sport. Your score affects your team, so how good you do affects the team, and how bad you do affects the team.
What does your pre-race meal and post-race meal consist of?
Well, the night before, we have a pasta supper, and we fill up on carbs. And then usually after the meet, it just depends on where we're at and if we're feeling like stopping or not, but most of the time it's Subway.
You had a PR at a race recently. Can you tell our listeners what a PR is and what that means to you?
Well, a PR is a personal record. You can have a seasonal PR or a lifetime PR. It makes me very happy that I beat my PR. I beat my lifetime PR, actually, this race. So it's kind of hard to beat your lifetime PR, especially after you did it on your last race. You have to build up to it again.
What type of course do you like and why?
Depends on the type of day. Sometimes I like a flat course. Sometimes I'll like a hilly course that pushes me to my limits.
What does it mean to you to have a season during this ongoing pandemic?
It makes me really happy that during this pandemic, we are still able to have a season, even if there are some restrictions.
Explain to us the most enjoyable type of cross-country practice and the most difficult.
I enjoy the most our game days because we'll usually play volley tennis and we break into teams, and it's very fun to get a different type of competition going. What I do not enjoy is our long distance practices when it's a long day and it's very windy out and you're having to run by yourself and push yourself.
What motivates you when you are tired or when you are having a difficult race?
Well, I see my dad at about every corner of the race, and I see my coach at about every other corner of the race. So they always know when I'm struggling with something and how to push me to my limits and what I need to hear at that moment in time.
You helped your team advance to the cross-country sectional. Can you tell us what that means to you?
It makes me really happy because last year we were not able to make it to sectionals as a team. And so this year, they had to cut the girls' team sectional, getting to go to sectionals short. There was 7 teams being able to go last year and only 5 teams being able to go this year. So it makes me pretty happy that our team was still able to go even though that they cut the list short.
That was Mercer County cross-country runner Cora Whiteneck, and I'm Tatum Taylor for WRMJ Sports.